Welcome to Quality Control. I am your host, TB. I'm excited to get going on our, second season, episode one. So let's get right to it. Breaking news here, we got DeAndre Ayton's agreed to a 4-year, 133 max with the Pacers, giving the Suns 48 hours to match that deal. Wow. I think DeAndre Ayton is a superstar on the brink. He's improved every year. He was a number one pick for Phoenix. Why give that up? And then you're going to, get nothing for that. I just don't agree with that. And they're not going to go to another finals if they do not have DeAndre Ayton. Now, this is big for Indiana. And they can build around him. And he's just a super, a stud player. And it's going to shake some things up here. We're talking about NBA free agency here. Where will Kevin Durant end up? Me being a Miami Heat homer, I want to say Miami, but I don't know if it will happen that way. I think Miami has a better chance of getting the Donovan Mitchell. But I don't know. Pat Riley is not just going to sit back and not get some superstar in some capacity. He's going to get a superstar, trust me, to go with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and that whole crew. It's going to be interesting to watch, though. Let's go to some college football here. We got some Big 12 Media Day going on. And, Vegas has picked Texas to win the Big 12. And ESPN did a little poll, and they, their analysts kind of picked Baylor. And I tend to agree with ESPN on this one. I think Baylor is the best team in the Big 12. They won the Big 12 last year. Right behind them, you got Oklahoma State. Oklahoma's not going to be there just yet, and I like, Brett Venables. Might be saying his name wrong right there, but, I like what he brings to the table, defensive-minded head coach. Again, same thing that, that Baylor has with their head coach in Dave. So, will it play out that way? I think so. I think Baylor beat Oklahoma State, meet Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game, and then and they'll beat Oklahoma State again. That's just simple as that, my opinion. And it could change later in the season, but next week is the SEC's media day. Georgia goes on Wednesday. We're going to get a little dog talk right here. Defending national champions, that's right. Get it. Everybody, hear it out. I think Georgia is equipped to get back to the playoff and compete for a national championship again. Until somebody dethrones us and beats us and knocks us out, we got a shot. And I'm a Georgia Bulldog homer, but I'm a realistic as well. This defense is going to be great again. I think that, with Carter at the D-tackle, And this guy's a superstar. Robert Beal on the outside with Noah Smith. JDJ. This is going to be fun season here. And yes, you know, I think Georgia will go undefeated throughout the season. We don't play Alabama in a regular season, so great. Again, we'll meet in the SEC title game. And both of us, with all the experience that we have, it's going to be great TV. And of course, I think the Dawgs will come out on top. So I'm saying it here, right here, on the Quality Control. The Georgia Bulldogs will get back to the playoffs, defend their national championship again. But yeah, I'm excited next week with the SEC Media Days. And, you know, Georgia, three players that'll be there. But, you know, Cedric Van Pran, and Nolan Smith. And I'm forgetting the other guy, but Stetson Bennett. So, you know, three outstanding guys, and they'll be representing Dawg Nation big time in Atlanta. But yeah, I'm excited for college football, or any type of football for that matter. But let's go into a little bit of NFL. You know, a lot of moving pieces this offseason, I would say. Excited to see what a lot of these teams do. And me being a New England Patriots fan, six-time Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, by the way. You know, it is going to be outstanding to watch, to see, you know, what they do this season, what Bill Belichick does with that defense, new offensive faces, new offensive coaches, what are they doing, new offensive line coach, like everything, you know, the receiver core, like what we did this offseason, it wasn't that splashy, so to speak, but a lot of interesting things. You got Gronkowski retiring. What are the Bucks going to do at tight end? Saints, new regime there in Dennis Allen. The Cowboys, what are they going to do this season? Is McCarthy job on the line here? What are we talking about? But it's you know, in the Buffalo Bills. You like I always like to say, teams get used to what you're doing every year. And defenses are not going to allow you to do the same thing. What do they do to change the way they play? Yeah, they got a lot of, you know, electric guys on that offense. I think, you know, Stephon Diggs is just a baller. But when defenses tend to, you know, to get a better understanding of what you're doing and take things away, what are you made of? And that's what I want to see again this season from the Buffalo Bills. We know what Kansas City is going to be, you know, with the $400 million man. But anyway, I also want to see what they do as well. And it's going to be an exciting season. I think the AFC is probably the best conference. You know, it's just ballers all over the place. And I think the NFC is right there. And again, can the Los Angeles Rams repeat? You know, can that get done? It hasn't been done since 2003. My Patriots did it, by the way. And, you know, like I said, the NFL, a lot of moving pieces this offseason. A lot of things happen. It is going to be great to see some training camp, see some scrimmaging, to see some, you know, I can't wait till the top 100 comes out as well. We'll be talking about that too when the NFL Network does their top 100 NFL players of the 2022 season. So it is going to be outstanding to watch. You know, also, I want to get into a little bit of what, you know, where's Kyrie going to play? You know, there might not be a trade there. You know, the Lakers were the kind of the front runners there in the beginning, but here, there's nothing going on about Kyrie right now. And could it be mid-season and then there are things that could change? I don't know, but will he be a Brooklyn Net or will he be a Los Angeles Laker by the end of the season? I don't know. First of all, do any team want that type of baggage from a guy in Kyrie? You know, do they want what he, you know, is he still the guy to bring what you need to the table? I don't know. To me, he's not a max guy. Some might argue, some might disagree, I don't care. To me, he's not a max guy. And if Kyrie's not, you know, max and not bringing him to the table, he's always injured more than he's playing to me. Or he's, you know, he's using other reasons. But anyway, you know, where he ends up is going to be very, very interesting. Also, Ben Simmons, don't forget, they're going to either, and here's the thing, in order, they can't be two rookie max guys on the same team. So, I think that, It's he might be shipped away, which rightfully so, the dude ain't played in so long, my goodness. But yeah, and I'm looking at it right now on this date, 2004, Shaquille O'Neal was traded to the Miami Heat. Beautiful, that was a beautiful time, 2004. Beautiful, you know, my guys won the title in 06. With Shaq, Mourning, Peyton, you know, White Chocolate, Posey, you know, the whole crew, Antoine Walker, yeah, man, that was great times. But yeah, interesting to see how the NBA free agency continues to unfold. But yeah, moving on here, let's talk about a little NFL again. The NFC West, who will win the NFC West, and my winner for the AFC South. So first I'm going to start with the NFC West, and we can go team by team. And here's the thing, and I'm going to start with the San Francisco 49ers. There's, you know, what are they doing at the quarterback position? Who are they going to commit to? Are they going to go to the rookie or the second-year player, or are they going to let Garoppolo take the hand and continue to deliver for the team? Now, listen. You go with the two-year guy, the second-year guy, and he might can get it done, or there's going to be some struggles in the beginning. And there's always some struggles in the guy in the beginning when you got a young guy. So it's going to be, you know, interesting to see how that plays out. And then you got... You still got Samuel. Now, when there was talks to be traded, now will that get done? It could get done in the middle of the season. We don't know. If they do, then they have no shot. But he's probably with their best offensive weapon. Now, the running game will probably get healthy for him. And that defense still got Bosa and those bullets. So, and Warner. And I think San Francisco will be competitive and make the playoffs somehow. But they won't win the West. Okay, let's start with the team that are defending that world champions in the Los Angeles Rams. Brought back half the crew. Will they be successful? Will they repeat as champions? I think they'll get back to the playoffs and probably win this division. and have, you know, go on to you know, defend their world championship. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. I think they're the third best team in this division. They could be fourth. You know, what are they going to get from the quarterback position? I just don't know. But, they're probably the fourth best team, even though they have some good key pieces on offense. And, you know, that could pay dividends for them, but they're not going to be right there. And then let's talk about the Cardinals. They're set up offensively to be elite. I love Murray. I think he's a stud right there. Superstar waiting to happen. And you know, a lot of times when you have an offensive-minded coach coming from the college level, it takes some years there. You'll have some splashes, but it takes some time to be what you need to be. And I think this year you'll see that offense be what they need to be. And they're going to be spectacular. They can stay healthy. Let me tell you something. The Cardinals, they were one of the best teams before, you know, DeAndre Hopkins called it up, you know. And when they got D-Hop, they're tough to stop. They're tough to stop. I want to see what they do at the tight end position. But wide out there, outstanding. And still, A.J. Green quietly playing and being a productive player. Like I said, I want to see what they see from the tight end and the running back positions. But if they can get better there, man, the Cardinals could fight for being the second best team in this division. They can fight. But they could be third. That's not bad. You know, there's some teams right there that's you know, going to be fighting. But let's go to the AFC South. It starts and ends with the Titans. Okay. The Titans are going to have now losing A.J. Brown, big time, but what will they be on the right outside? I don't know. They got some little, you know, they got some players there, but I don't know. You know what they are from the running back position. You know where Tannehill is going to get you into quarterback. Offensive line wise, they're okay. Okay, so could they be better? Yeah, but I think in some past situations they're bad, and you know, Tannehill's already. You know what you're gonna get, what you get from Tannehill. But again, it starts with the Titans, and I think that they won't be the team that win this division. That team to win this division will be the Colts, and I think they have the better shot here. Defensively, they are gonna be elite. They got Stephon Gilmore now on that outside at the cornerback position. It was already great. You know, had some good young guys at the corner position. Now that got an upgrade in the secondary. Then you go, their linebackers are one, some of the best. Fast, you know, furious, and just get to the ball hawks. They're going to be all over the place. And Leonard then leads the crew. You know, up front, defensive line-wise, they can get it done. Up front. Again, they were one of the best defenses and offenses, you know, last season. And again, they can put this thing together with Matt Ryan at quarterback. That's right. Matty Ice, I think so. He could lead. And with Jonathan Taylor doing it on the ground and on the outside, what they got. Yo, watch out for the Colts, man. The Indianapolis Colts will win this division. They will be number one in the AFC South. Titans number two. Now, Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's talk about them. They're gonna be okay. But, you know, it's all dependent on you know, they can get some young guys to play better than, you know, earlier than you think. But they're going to be four. Okay. They got just, they're too young and things got to work out their way. But I want to see the maturation of, you know, from the quarterback position. And, you know, number one pick, you know, Trevor Lawrence, I want to see what he does maturation-wise from year to year. But I'm excited to see. They made some good splashes this offseason as well. But, you know, it's going to be great to watch and just see what they do. And hey, they finished third, so be it. Might have a shot to make the playoffs there. But we'll see. They're gonna it's gonna be a lot of battling it out in the AFC South, and they can go third and fourth right there. It's just depending on how great the young guys start playing. And last but not least, the Houston Texans. They're the fourth best team. They're gonna finish fourth. I'm laughing because Houston, Mills is the quarterback. Come on. Offensive line wise, they got a lot of question marks there. Defensive line as well. It's they ain't got a shot, but you know they drafted well this season actually. But you know again, still it's a lot of question marks there. And if they continue to just draft well, sign some free agents if you can. Who want to go to Houston? But, they got to play the course. But their course is four. But, yeah. Moving on here. Like I said, NFL season. It's gonna be outstanding, but I got, you know, like I said, the Colts to win the AFC South, and then the Rams to repeat as, you know, NFC West champions. So, everything is, you know, on that end. But as with next week, I'll talk about, you know, two more conferences and give you my take on who I think will win those divisions. But, like I said, it's going to be key. And right now, I'll name my top five best team defenses in the NFC. And that is, at number five, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I think they're top five defense. I think they got a great corner in Diggs. They linebackers are there, like Pierre Parsons. And, you know, good foundation is laid right there. At number four, I'll go with Green Bay. I think Green Bay's defense upgraded with two Georgia players. You know, I'm going to talk about that. Two Georgia players, too, Devontae White and, you know, Walker. So, Quay Walker. And that's big time. And they already had a corner in Campbell, and not Campbell, but a cornerback from Georgia as well. So they, you know, some Georgia guys on that Green Bay team. Boy, watch out. Third, you know, I little shook up by this one, but the third best defense in the NFC. The Saints. I think the Saints could be the third best team. They got corners, they got safety, they got linebackers. They got defensive linemen that can go fly. I think they're one of the best defenses in the league. Second, I probably would go, I'm going to go with I go with the Rams at second. I think the Rams are complete. And gonna, you know, be where they need, where people expect them to be. And number one, I got to go with, it's a tough one, but I think the 49ers got the best defense. They put it all together, do the things they need to do. I think the San Francisco 49ers have the best defense. Bosa, Warner, you know, they are legit. But yeah, I people might disagree with that list, but you know, 49ers at one, Rams at two, Saints at three, and Green Bay at four, and then, you know, five was the Cowboys. So, you know, they can say whoever they're listening, you can disagree. You know, get at me on social media and on Facebook, find me, and then let me know how you feel about it. But yeah, this has been a great show. Always like to, you know, end with, you know, good, you know, positive things. And you know, next week I'll have a new episode as well, so look out for that. You know, if you're, you know, a fan of the show, then great. You know, I look forward to, and if you want to hear some things, and you know, or better, you know, whatever you want to think, discuss on the show, hey, great, I'll listen to that as well. But you know, you know, you always got to do these three things: live, laugh, and love. And you know, help somebody, guys. If you want to do something great and try to change your community with something, just continue to help somebody. Alright guys, this is your host of Quality Control, TB. I will have a new episode next week, and I'm excited to start season 2 and to just talk about sports and life in general. But I'll see you guys next week, and enjoy this episode. This is Quality Control. I'm your host, TB.